simultaneously. Not a cloud in the sky.
Bicycling causes rain, Jack said. Scientific fact.
Glad there's some science today, Russ said. The waiter came up and they all ordered without looking at the menu.
Every time we stress it without leaving a mark is a little science.
She took a sip.
It's our technology versus theirs, or what theirs was a million years ago.
And where are they now? Russ said. Either dead and gone or on their way home.
Or they were us a million years ago, Jack said. You read the Times thing yesterday?
Lori Timms, Russ said without inflection. She was a popular science writer.
What was it?
Jan said. Just a new angle on the time capsule theory, Russ said. She thinks our ancestors deliberately renounced technology and carefully wiped out every trace of their civilization, except the artifact, which they left as a warning in case their descendants, us, started on their path as well. She handles the problem of the fossil record by postulating that they were as knowledgeable in life sciences as in the physical ones. They repopulated the world with appropriate creatures.
Russ laughed. And then what did they do with the fossil record that was already there? Carbon dating doesn't lie.
Maybe they cleaned them up, had some way to find all the fossils and get rid of them.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Well, think about it, Jan said. What if the million-year-old part is wrong? What if that part of it was faked? Any technology that could build the artifact could bury it under an ancient coral reef. Then you only have to worry about archaeology.
And the historical record, Russ said.
There were giants on the Earth in those days,
Jan said, smiling.
And fish burgers now, Jack said, as the waiter came through the door.
Chapter 22. Bataan, Philippines. 5 April, 1942. The changeling waited until two groups of marchers had gone by, and there was no sound of nearby movement. It knew that the loose dirt of its grave would move around while it went through the hour of agony it took to change from one body to another. It planned to leave the head behind and become a foot shorter. Japanese. Agony is really too human a word to describe what it went through. It was tearing its body apart and reassembling it from the center outwards, squeezing and ripping organs, crushing bones and forcing them to knife through flesh. But pain was just another sense to it, not a signal to modify its behavior. Besides, it was nothing new. It had been hundreds of people by now. When it had become a Japanese private, complete with grimy uniform, it pushed up in a shower of dirt to its knees, and then stood and brushed itself off. As it had calculated, the sun was well down, and it was pitch black, except for the flashlight. Someone screamed and ran away. The changeling was at first impeded by the loose dirt, but then it sprang out, and in three long steps caught up with the fleeing intruder and pushed him lightly to the ground. He was a Filipino child, cowering in terror, still clutching a canvas bag. 6 or 7 years old. The changeling sorted through the few Japanese phrases it had accumulated and decided none was appropriate. It used English.
Don't be afraid. I was just resting. We do it that way. It's cool in the dirt.
The boy probably didn't understand a word, but the tone of the changeling's voice calmed him. It helped him to his feet and handed him flashlight and bag and made a shooting motion.
Now go. Get out of here.
The boy ran wildly away. Perhaps it should have killed him. With a finger punch, it could have simulated a bullet wound to the head. But what could he really do? He would run home and tell his parents, and they would interpret the event in terms of what they knew of reality, and be glad the boy had survived waking up a Japanese soldier. He would tell the other children, and they might believe him, but other adults would dismiss it as imagination. In fact, the changeling was wrong. The boy's parents did believe he had awakened a dead man and told him to be quiet about it except to God and pray thankfulness for the rest of his life that God had chosen to spare him. The changeling widened its eyes.